most of these people were not farmers. They were working the timberland, you know, cut the trees down and haul them to the sawmill and have them cut up. And a lot of them did that for as like a common labor, and some of them would contract, you know, to furnish the equipment to haul them in. And in those days had oxen, you know,
mm-hmm.
but they had to have wagons. And the fella had to, a lot of, in every little community, there was two or three contractors, you know, that would cut the logs down, would hire people to cut them and work for them, and they'd sell them to the mill, you know. And of course, Pearl River had, which is on the west boundary of Hancock County and the east boundary of the state of Louisiana, was they would haul the logs to the, in the early days, to the river and throw them down to the mill.
Yes.
And sell them, you see. When they didn't have any much roads, and when they got better roads, they would haul them to the mill. But really, the next step really was the railroads. The big mills would build railroads out in the country, and then the fellow would bring the wagons to the railroad and unload them, and they'd put them on the cars and transport them to the sawmill. We had a big sawmill at Purdington, Mississippi, and at Logtown, Mississippi, which was on. And the courthouse, the first courthouse we had in Hancock County was at Gainesville, which mm-hmm. was just, in other words, when you're going up Pearl River, you travel north up Pearl River. The first little community was Purlington, the next was Logtown, and the next was Gainesville. And Gainesville is the site of the test site today. And then we would go over to Keel, Mississippi, where the Jordan River.
Yes, sir.
And the different creeks up north, you know, that would lead into Jordan River, they would do the same thing in that part of the county. They'd bring the, and when it's high water season of the year, whenever they had plenty of high water, you know, they would bring their logs to these little creeks. And they could throw them down the Jordan River. Of course, Jordan River had water all the time, but you know, the creeks, they kind of dry up in the summer, you know. So they would bring them into to the landings. They had these log landings, they call them, you know. And they'd put them overboard, and then they'd raft them, they call them, and then they'd ride them. You know, sometimes them people would ride those rafts 2 or 3 days to get to the sawmill, and they'd camp and eat everything on the log. Just go down the river, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So because sometimes they get in a curve of the river, they get tied up and stopped, and they'd have to untie them, you know, tangle up in the trees and things, and keep them on down.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd bring them down to the kill, and they'd sell them, you know, like my daddy had a sawmill in the kill, and another family named he was from Spain. He had a sawmill in the kill. And my father then bought him out, so he had both sawmills in the kill. And then after that, he sold out, my daddy sold out to the was a big sawmill from New Orleans. That, can you imagine this? They used to come over here, and they had a railroad going up through the center part of the county, and they'd haul them logs down to the Jordan River and float and put them overboard and tie them together and tow them from the kill all the way to New Orleans to cut them up in a sawmill. So he decided he'd quit that, and he came over and bought my father's mill so that he wouldn't have to tow him, y'all. He had a big steamboat called it W.W. Carrot. I remember it myself, you know. And then they had this sawmill, and he sold out to and of course, that was still not the big-time sawmill. It was they was good sawmill, and they cut a lot of timber, but they wasn't in it on the basis of the big sawmill timber owner lumber yards, like the largest lumber yard in the world was in Chicago, was Evan Hines Lumber Company.
Uh-huh.
They came down and bought out